Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of Riverside Roundtable. My name is Megan Gogarty. I am your host, you lucky people listening in. Today we're talking about the summer season, Riverside's iconic summer season, where we do Shakespeare in Lower City Park. The season starts June 17th and goes through July 10th. Sitting with me today is Sam Osheroff, Artistic Director of Riverside. I also have Kelly Garrett, who's our volunteer coordinator. But I'm going to make Kelly sit in a corner for a little while. I'm going to talk to Sam. It's not because we only have one microphone. It's for other more artistic reasons. So, sorry, Kelly. Let's hear from Sam. Sam, how the heck are you?
How the heck am I? I'm pretty good. Megan, how the heck are you?
You know what? I'm recording a podcast, which means life is great. Let's talk about how the summer season has two plays in it. The first is called Pericles.
It is indeed.
Which is not a Greek play. It's a Shakespearean play.
It is a Shakespearean play.
Look how smart I am, ladies and gentlemen, that I knew that already. Tell me about Pericles.
We can end the podcast now, Megan. tell you about Pericles. So Pericles was considered to be, during Shakespeare's lifetime, his most popular play. People loved this thing, and they flocked to it. And then after he died, no one ever did it anymore. It kind of fell out of favor. And then recently, I'd say the past 10 years or so, it's kind of gone through a renaissance, and people are starting to produce it a lot.
So, it's delightful.
It's delightful. So it's kind of this shaggy dog tale of a guy named Pericles.
Good. Catchy title.
Prince of Tyre. And he makes the mistake of uncovering a deep, dark secret from a neighboring king. And this neighboring king is not very happy about it. He threatens to kill Pericles and destroy his kingdom. So what does Pericles do? What any brave king would do. He runs away. He gets on a boat, and he embarks on what he thinks is going to be a short journey, but turns out to be a 20-year odyssey at sea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and as he travels, he meets and falls in love with a lovely young woman who becomes his wife. They have a child. He loses his wife. She dies in childbirth.
Sad.
Then he loses his daughter. His faith in humanity crumbles. He becomes very depressed. And then at the end, there's this lovely, wonderful, magical reconciliation where everything comes right again.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my very first play that I was ever cast in college was our college production of Pericles. I played the role of ensemble member number 5.
That's the best role.
Best role ever. I had one line, which at the time I didn't understand. And the director had to tell me what it meant. And he would tell me what it meant, but I couldn't square what he said it meant with what I understood the words to be. So it was like speaking in a different language. And the line was, "He may well be a stranger, for he comes unto this honored triumph strangely furnished." And I would say, "Well, I don't know what this line means." And the director, he'd be like, "Oh, it means you're happy to see him," or something. I can't remember what he said it meant. But I was like, how do I get happy to see him out of strangely furnished? Like, I couldn't figure it out, because I was 18 and not very smart.
Oh, God, what are we going to do? Now that whole summer scene is going to be focused on that one line for me. Going to have to make sure that one line.
This is a play about an ensemble member number 5 who has to deliver
lines. Apparently some furniture somewhere in there. I don't know what it is.
"He may well be a stranger, for he comes into this honored triumph strangely furnished." Are you impressed that I remember?
I am so impressed that you remember. I don't even remember lines from a show I did 2 weeks ago.
That was my moment to shine. They were like, "Yes, into the playwriting program with you." So,
don't come out.
Don't come out. Then.
So that's the moment where Pericles shows up at a jousting match after having been in a shipwreck. And
yes!
what he's found is in the bottom of the ship that's washed up on shore is this rusty old crazy suit of armor that used to belong to his father. And he's put that on. And so when he shows up, everybody goes, "Who is this guy?"
Strangely and then ensemble furnished. Member number 5 comes out with the defining moment in the whole play.
We're going to put that on the poster.
"He may well be a stranger."
Yeah.
"For he comes unto this honored triumph strangely furnished." You're welcome, America, for that rendition.
Again, let's just end the podcast here.
So that's Pericles, but now we're also doing another show, which is not a Shakespeare show. So even though it's Shakespeare in the Park, it's Shakespeare Plus this year.
Yeah.
And it's Fair Maid of the West, which is an old play by Thomas Heywood, but it's been adapted by Kevin Tice. Am I saying that right?
Tice.
Kevin Tice. I'm so close.
You say Tice, I say Tice.
No dice, Tice.
So this is Thomas Heywood was a contemporary of Shakespeare's, not nearly as skilled a writer, but still very popular in his day. And Fair Maid of the West was a huge hit for him. So much so that 25 years after the original, he was convinced to write a sequel. So it's actually two full-length plays that ran about 3.5 hours each. But we mercifully have taken the Kevin Tice adaptation, where he's taken those two plays and condensed them into one 2-hour night of swashbuckling adventure theater.
That's awesome, because here's what I know about it. I'm super excited because Paul Kalina, who's my colleague at the theater department at the University of Iowa, he's our head of acting, is also a fight choreographer, and he is choreographing there's a bunch of sword fights, right?
There's a bunch of sword fights, yeah. So one of the reasons we actually wanted to do this show is because, first of all, Paul was probably ensemble member number 5 in the original adaptation of this show when Kevin Tice first wrote it. So
we all got to start somewhere, kids.
Paul had hair. I've seen pictures of it when he was in the show. He had hair.
Wow.
It's a swashbuckling adventure story. We have a male hero in Pericles, and I wanted to pick something with a female heroine for Fair Maid. So our heroine is Bess Bridges. She's a sort of a paragon of virtue and constancy, but she's also a really good sword fighter and brave. And at certain points in the play, she disguises herself as a man and she goes out and kicks some butt. I'm allowed to say butt, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I said Pericles earlier, so.
Oh, yeah, right. I had mine removed when I was a kid. So
check out the Pericles on that guy, you know what I'm saying?
I have a little scar here. It's this great adventure story. What it is is really the prototype for all these Hollywood movies where this kind of weird, disparate group of people get together and they don't like each other at first and then become fast friends. And
awesome.
They all fall in love with Bess, you know, in one way or another, either romantically or just are impressed by her courage and her virtue. And so they go off on this quest. So it's kind of like The Wizard of Oz. It's kind of like Star Wars. It's like every
awesome.
Movie where you've seen this group of misfits get together and become this team of superheroes.
Listen, misfit broads who can handle swords are my favorite kind of people in the world.
Well, and there's so many plays about that. So I chose this one because it was the only one.
There should be a ton.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So Pericles and Fair Maid of the West, you're going to be in Lower City Park.
Going to be in Lower City Park, yeah.
Listen to that. Listen to that optimism. I like it. I feel good about it.
That's right.
Because it's that gorgeous. If you haven't, Riverside folks, if you're listening to this podcast, if you haven't been down to Lower City Park, it is so beautiful down there with the stage that the city of Iowa City built for us, right? It's just absolutely gorgeous.
It is a lovely evening, and you get there the show starts as the light's starting to settle, and over the course of the show, the sun sets, and all of a sudden the stage becomes kind of magical when the stage lights become visible.
Let me tell you, Iowa City in the summertime is the best. Like, don't you feel bad for people who live elsewhere? I do. Iowa City in the summertime is the best, and big part of that experience is Shakespeare in the Park at Lower.
Heywood in the Park.
And Heywood, Shakespeare and Heywood. Hey, would you go to the park with me? Good. That's a song I just wrote called...
This is going downhill fast.
Hey, would you go to the park? okay, so it's June 17th is when y'all open.
We open with Pericles on June 17th.
And the season runs through July 10th.
Indeed.
So here's how you get tickets, friends. You can go to Riverside Theater, that's with an R-E, riversidetheatre.org. Or you can call the box office at 319-338-7672. That's 319-338-7672, riversidetheatre.org. The other way you can see the shows is by volunteering. Help me welcome podcast listeners, Kelly Garrett. Kelly, hooray!
Hi, Megan.
You're our volunteer coordinator.
I am, and I'm so excited to be here.
What's a volunteer coordinator?
So I
am... Don't say coordinates volunteers.
Well, that's what I do. So I'm the person that you contact if you would like to volunteer your time and talents to Riverside Theater.
Fantastic. How does one contact you?
You can email me at volunteer@riversidetheater.org, and we're theater with an R-E.
Fan-stinking-tastic. All right, so you're a volunteer coordinator, so that means we must be looking for volunteers.
We are. So our most urgent needs right now are for stitchers and costume assistants, set carpenters, and load-in and load-out assistants for our summer season.
So these are people, so if you want to help stitch costumes or hammer nails into boards.
Right. Or bring in / bring out the sets, costumes, props, all of that kind of thing down
Move
in
stuff
Lower
around.
City Park. Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now let me ask you this. How much experience does somebody has to have?
We'd like you to have a little bit for the costuming assistants and the set carpenters. So for the costume assistants, it'd be nice if you have some experience on a machine, like sewing a straight line. You'd used a machine before. You've hand sewn a button on, that kind of thing. For set carpenters, a little bit of upper body strength. You've used a couple power tools before. Load in, load out, a little less experience is going to be needed. That you've used a hammer before would be nice. A little bit of upper body strength. You can carry some things.
So if somebody comes up to you and they're like, I can't sew on a button, and I can't hammer a nail, and I have zero upper body strength, but you know what I got? It's a passion in my heart for Riverside Theater. Can you find a place to put them to work?
We absolutely can. So we have some other things that we're going to be needing help with a little bit later this summer. We're going to be needing some poster hangers. We also have some things that we need cleaned, inventoried, organized. We're also looking for ushers, concession helpers, that kind of thing. So if you just visit our website, riversidetheater.org/volunteer. You can see what we're looking for right now, and then there's an application where you can put all your information in, and that gets to me, and then I'll reach out for you, and we'll find something that you'd love to do.
Listen, this is how juvenile I am. You listed off all that stuff, but my brain got hooked up on poster hangers, because I'm imagining little tiny wire hangers that you hang posters on, which that's not what you want.
No, it's not. We need people to drive around the Iowa City, Coralville, North Liberty area and hand out our posters to be hung up around the businesses, basically.
That's a
job. Requires no experience at all.
Even a dummy like me could do.
It's true.
That's fantastic. I love it. The volunteering spirit.
Exactly.
Kelly Garrett, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. I mean, I assume you're just applauding, you podcasters. We can't actually hear you.
So. Oh, and we should mention, too, every 8 hours that you volunteer, you get a comp ticket for the summer season.
So if you volunteer for 8 hours, that gets you a complimentary ticket to one of the shows, yes?
It does.
That's amazing. I love it. Why aren't the throngs of people, the hordes of people at our door. I think it's because they didn't know how to get in touch with Kelly Garrett. Kelly Q Garrett. Q stands for awesome. How? I don't know. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is. Kelly Garrett, give me that email address once more time.
Sure. It is volunteer@riversidetheater.org, and we're theater with an R-E.
Theater with an R-E. Listeners may not know this, may not get this, but Kelly and I have worked together. Kelly was the stage manager of my last solo show, Housebroken. She's one of
the stage manager.
She's one of the stage managers. But she was the one who had to hold my hand backstage. You know what I mean? Adrian, the other stage manager, she was in the booth, like, making the lights work. And I was backstage going, what now? When do I? How?
I was the one that had to make sure Megan had on pants that one time.
That's right. No, that's a real job, ladies and gentlemen. If someone has to make sure that Megan is wearing her pants before she gets on stage, that is a real and important job. Kelly was tasked with it. That is a true Hollywood story. So, Kelly and I have some experience. We go way back. So, let me ask you, Kelly, right, person to person here, you've worked with a lot of volunteers in various capacities at Riverside, yeah?
Yes.
Tell me a juicy story.
You put me on the spot. Hang on. See,
I did.
Now we have to think about
it. If you're wondering where Kelly is, the answer is she is on the spot. So for your children's book, Where's Kelly? You can just flip right to the last page and draw your circle around the spot, because that's where I put her. No mystery there. I solved it for you. All right, so Kelly and I have this history of working together. So, Kelly, tell me, person to person, real talk, Give me a good story about a time you worked with a volunteer.
Well, there was this one story that was actually during that show, where we had a sold-out show of Housebroken. And so we had this volunteer, Usher, who had brought his, like, 9- or 10-year-old daughter to Housebroken, which was, if you didn't see it, this incredible show about buying a house, which we were a little worried this 9 to 10-year-old little girl was not going to enjoy.
All 10-year-olds want to hear stories about real estate, right? Isn't that?
I know my 10-year-old would think it was the greatest. So the usher was already going to end up sitting in this stool on the side because we were completely sold out, and so he had given his seat to another patron. And we ended up – the girl sat in her – in the usher's chair, the stool, and the usher stood next to her, and they basically stood in the hallway and watched the show from the sidelines, and they both just enjoyed it, and this little girl just thought it was the funniest thing. And it just speaks to the heart of our volunteers that they sat on the sidelines to watch this show and see everybody.
There.
And, yeah.
He stood there the whole show and gave his little stool to his 9-year-old, who was into it. You gotta love our Riverside volunteers.
It's great.
Like, they have heart. I mean, their button skills notwithstanding. Like, they have heart.
It's true.
Button sewing skills is what I meant to say. I'm sure they can button things and unbutton things. Frankly, it's none of my business. Fantastic. Okay, so we're looking for costume assistants, set people, carpenters, people who can hang up posters, just people
right.
who love
people
Riverside.
People who want to clean things, people who want to inventory things. People who want to usher.
Well, don't make it sound glamorous, Kelly, with the cleaning and the inventory.
You know what? There are people like me who are a little type A like things like spreadsheets.
That is true.
So if you're that kind of person, let's get in contact and we'll spreadsheet together.
I love it. That is a beautiful note to end this podcast on. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Sam Osheroff and Kelly Garrett for joining me here. And for you, kind listener, for joining us here at Riverside Roundtable, preview of our summer season. I hope you have the best time ever. Gogarty out!